Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky. But Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 45% off with minimum purchase. Rules and restrictions apply.
What does possibility mean to you?
That's a hard question.
Something that you can strive for.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
You're confident in yourself and you believe in yourself. Stuff that you could achieve.
I feel excited. Anything is possible when you're more confident.
Shoes are a huge part of that. They are the most important part of my style.
You can like express yourself
in the right shoes.
Anything is possible.
DSW, countless shoes at bragworthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
Huff, did you go to the Savannah Bananas stuff at Yankee Stadium? Was it last weekend?
I was in Dallas, but my kid went.
You had to buy him tickets for it?
I bought one because they were very expensive.
Give me how much? I have no idea about this.
He was in a suite, so that maybe...
You bought a ticket to a suite?
Someone had access to a suite, so I was able to get a ticket there.
Okay.
But let me put it this way, the suite price was the same for nosebleeds.
So it didn't really matter?
Didn't
matter. Okay, and what was it? How much?
$350.
What?
Yeah.
$350 to see the Savannah Bananas play around with a baseball? It was cheaper to see the Sandman on the floor.
I know. I was shocked when you told me that.
I thought that was expensive. I'm like, for the Sandman, whatever. And especially floor seats. If I'm going to go, I want to go and you know, be close to my guy. But anyway, that was like $250 or something after fees, maybe $280. $350?
Yep.
Okay, and now I didn't even want to get into that aspect of it, but like what type of sports world are we living in today in that the Savannah Bananas can sell out Yankee Stadium back-to-back days and charge those prices? Whereas they probably outdrew the Mets, I would think, for the weekend, no?
Probably, yeah. And Yankee Stadium holds more than Citi Field.
I mean, what is going on here? Come on, who gets into this stuff? I was actually talking with somebody about this at SNY maybe last week where, you know, they were talking about how fun the game. I was like, it's not baseball. Savannah Bananas not playing baseball. That's what we're going to go out and see now in droves? I mean, God bless them. They're getting people to go out there, but... You I tried watching the game, and I don't want to be the old man on the lawn stuff. I'm not. So I was like, one day over the course of the summer, it happened to be on. I was outside watching college football. I was flipping around. I see the Savannah Bananas. I'm like, yeah, let's see what this is all about. I just had zero interest. It's goofy, gimmicky garbage. And that's what people are going out there and watching in droves, selling Yankee Stadium back-to-back days? What's gotten into us?
You're missing the point, though.
Okay,
you're right. You're right. There's a lot of gimmick to it, and it's a two-hour show.
That's doing better than the actual Major League Baseball product.
Well, it's bringing excitement to it. I mean, let me put it this way.
So if Cedric Mullins can do a flip to first base, that's better than like playing actual baseball? I just use him because he's up right now.
I got to be honest with you. Maybe they should try to put somebody from the Savannah Bananas in center field for the Mets. Might be better off.
But those guys aren't good baseball players.
But they do things. It's like the Harlem Globetrotters.
How in the world can a gimmick/circus-type baseball game be better than actual Major League Baseball? Like, that's not knocking the Savannah Bananas. That's knocking Major League Baseball. We've got a problem here.
Yeah. Well, you know why? because kids watch YouTube or whatever their devices are, and it's easier to watch a clip of a Savannah Banana guy doing a weird, crazy flip. Nobody cares about,
Go watch gymnastics then. Like, I don't understand. Aren't there gymnastics that you can go watch?
Yeah, but they do it when they catch the baseball. They make crazy plays. I mean, it's...
So what? Is the Harlem Globetrotters doing better than the NBA?
They did at some point in time. I guarantee it. They're a tour. Dude, I forget the other group of basketball players that go around to the schools and stuff like that, but the kids love these local, tiny teams that go around and do a little tour, and they do some fun stuff, fun bits. It's fun for the kids. They're interactive.
So it's all about the kids? Like, because I've seen adults wear Savannah Banana jerseys.
Listen.
I mean, like, do you think there's an adult real... Because I feel like the people who have a big issue with Savannah Bananas are actual baseball fans. Like, I can't sit there. I love baseball. Baseball, the game. Real baseball. I can't sit there and watch a fake baseball game with guys on stilts doing flips, catching baseball. Like, does nothing for me. Coming out of the stands to lay down a bunt. But that's me because I love baseball. So are they just marketing toward the people who don't like baseball?
All right. So, like, are you a wrestling fan or no?
Yeah, I like wrestling. I mean,
exactly.
Not like Evan, but I like wrestling.
But who really draws? Like, I'm not into wrestling as much. I like going to SummerSlam.
Yeah,
But you know who brought me back in a little more? It was Anthony, because he was really into it. He loves Joe.
So the kids are getting the adults.
That's what it is, dude. That's all it is, and you get sucked into it. Now, I don't get me wrong. I love UFC more than I like WWE, but I still get enjoyment.
What do you think the kids think are more entertaining? Aaron Judge and Juan Soto or Savannah Bananas?
Anthony will tell you Aaron Judge, but I don't know if all the kids will do that. There were some kids I know that went to the game and weren't interested in the flips, and it was too much. Like, the umpire's doing flips. Everyone's doing cartwheels. Everyone's doing ninja moves on the sideline.
It's like the biggest thing going on in sports.
Yes.
Yankees play every day. Bands come to Yankee Stadium once a year.
No, but Dove, they sell out everywhere. Like,
but there are 182 games in every season, every city that has a team, right? 81 home games.
Yeah, okay.
There's three games with Bananas at Yankee Stadium. Three!
Dove, if the Yankees went to Nashville, Tennessee for a weekend...
They would sell out, yes.
I'm not so sure that would be the case. If the Yankees...
They sell out on the road all the time.
If the Yankees... Not all the time. I mean, they used to be a bigger draw, I feel like, than they are right now. The state of the sport... this is not a knock on the Yankees. It's talking about the state of baseball.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky. But Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 45% off with minimum purchase. Rules and restrictions apply.
Oh, hey, love your shoes. If you're hearing this is your sign to try those on. Trust us, you can totally pull them off. In fact, try on every shoe here if you want. We won't stop you. In our house, you've got unlimited freedom to play. And hey, fall is the perfect season to do, wear, be whatever you want. And with tons of shoes that get you at prices that get your budget, we'll give you something to brag about. So go ahead, try them on. Let us surprise you.
Yeah, listen, if it was Citi Field, listen, you know what else? I went and bought tickets for the Messi game coming up next week at Citi Field. I spent more money on the one ticket to the Savannah Bananas than the Messi, two tickets for Messi game.
Yeah, I went to see Messi at the Red Bull Arena.
Yeah.
Here's the difference. Messi's a real athlete. Like soccer or not, he's a real athlete. He's great. He's one of the elite players in sports. Savannah Bananas is not real. It's not real. I just don't understand the infatuation with it. It makes baseball look bad, and it bothers me. Not that you can't find enjoyment in different ways, like to each their own, sure. But when I see these numbers, I'm like, you're selling Savannah Bananas. That many people are that excited, paying those prices to go see. It's like you can't call it baseball. It's not real baseball.
And a year in advance, too, because that's the thing. I think a lot of these people won lottery tickets to get it a year in advance. I got it last minute, so maybe that's why the tickets were so expensive. But these things were sold out for well over a year.
And they only run, like, during the baseball season? Like, April through? I mean, I really don't know.
I think they do it during the winter, too. But, again, they're based out of Georgia.
Right.
So, like, they can
run it all year long. I just don't understand.
Bring Sammy. See which one she prefers.
Are you out of your mind?
Bring Sammy to a Mets game and then bring it to Savannah Bananas. See which one she likes more.
Okay, and let's say she likes Savannah Bananas. Her and mommy are going to have to find a new place to live. But let's just say that aside, you know, take those duty bombs somewhere else. That aside, that's the problem, isn't it? In that, okay, maybe if I actually sat there for an entire... No, I can't do me because I love baseball so much, it just doesn't work. I tried to watch it. Okay, Sammy, different story. She might find that more entertaining. Isn't that the problem? Isn't that the problem that young kids, my daughter's really young, but your son's not. How old is Ant?
He's 8.
Okay, 8 years old, 15 years old, maybe that window of 8 to 15-year-old, whatever it is. If they find that gimmicky product more entertaining than actual Major League Baseball, doesn't therein lie the problem? Like, that's an issue.
Yes and no, but you know what they should do? I mean, I think there's some things that the Savannah Bananas do that aren't game-based that they can incorporate into a Major League Baseball-like production and add some flavor to it. Maybe that's what it is. Because you're right. People are locked into their phones. They're not locked into the game. It's Savannah Bananas. They're watching for it's 2 hours. That's the other thing, too. It's a two-hour game. They don't go longer than 2 hours.
Right.
There's a timestamp on
the
scoreboard.
Well, but that's what I'm saying. So is that better than actual baseball? People find it more entertaining.
Well, maybe if you put a timestamp on baseball, maybe then, yeah.
I don't want to be the old man.
Too late.
I'm not trying to do that. I'm just trying to save the sport I love. What's wrong with Major League Baseball? Meanwhile, we got to go through this slog of 162-game season to a point where I love baseball. I've had enough. Get me to the postseason. Something's got to be done. Maybe they can hire the commissioner of the Savannah Bananas League or whatever it is that they do to run baseball. Help them out a little bit. All right, BT and Sal on the fan. We'll come back, reset down with the king topic of the day. We got to get some football as well. We'll have Power Up next hour, do the football rankings for week 3 ahead of week 3 in the NFL. Bills, Dolphins tonight. Of course, we'll look to the Giants and Chiefs Sunday night, and Jets taking on the Bucs, even without their starting quarterback, Justin Fields, as well.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 45% off with minimum purchase. Rules and restrictions apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. you'll see Progressive's direct rate. Then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar-Free. First-round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.